There are two things that I can actually tell you about what's happening in Zambia at the moment. The first is that, unfortunately, the local media is in the habit of exaggerating things. People outside the country will be made to think that Zambia is on fire when, in fact, that isn't the case. There is some kind of relative stability here. But having said that, yes, indeed, it is completely true that following the death of Zambia's president, Michael Chirufya Sata, those around him are jostling for an opportunity to actually replace him as the party president and finally be adopted as the party's presidential candidate in the forthcoming by-election scheduled for January next year. What is happening at the moment is that some members of the Patriotic Front are suggesting that the best way to adopt a presidential candidate is actually by allowing the Central Committee to meet and pick such a candidate, because in their view, time is not on their side. Resources will be difficult to mobilize within the next 2 months. On the other hand, other members of the Patriotic Front are saying that the party constitution is very clear when it comes to selecting a new presidential candidate. So those want that the party organize what they are calling a national convention, where actually the members of the party from all over the country, ranging between 4,000 and 5,000, will be in attendance, and they will express their preference in terms of selecting the candidate. So those are the two positions. Yes, indeed, today the Central Committee of the party did meet to try and address these very issues. And an endorsement was made by 62 of the 83 members of parliament from the ruling party in support of the incumbent Secretary General as the party's presidential candidate. But a final decision is yet to be made. The acting president, who is also the acting party president, has received the endorsement, but he said that he wants time to brood over all these things that are happening so that he can guide the party on the way forward. Our concerns as Zambians are that if this process of selecting a presidential candidate by the Patriotic Front is not managed properly, it will surely create instability in the party, which will in turn spill over to the entire nation. All of us are being very, very cautious about that.
Dr. Ngoma, don't you think that this apparent uncertainty within the ruling party could create ample chance for some of these opposition parties, including Hakainde Hichilema, Father Frank Bwalya, Neves Mumba, and the rest, to possibly win the presidential runoff?
Yes, indeed. The members of the ruling party have to be very, very careful at this particular time to avoid committing what I'm calling a political suicide. The kind of decisions they make on the way forward will actually have an effect on what finally happens on that day when the elections will be held. If the ruling party does not come up with a candidate who enjoys popular support from the members, a candidate who does not have marketability, then I'm afraid there will be consequences on that election day. So the opposition and political parties must also be very strategic in everything that they do. I am very sure they are busy watching what is happening in the ruling party. So depending on how they organize themselves, this could possibly be their chance.
Dr. Ngoma, what do you make of this assertion that some Zambians are expressing, that the ruling party has yet to recover from the death of President Sata, and that it's not helping matters for them to move ahead to choose a leader to lead them in the presidential by-election in January next year?
I think that it would not be correct to say that the members of the Patriotic Front still appear to be a little bit confused. They already know what lies ahead. They know that there is a very serious threat of loss of power if they don't play their cards right. And so they are busy mobilizing. We are hearing calls from all over the place. They seem to know what they want. The problem I see is that of failing to manage this process to make sure that it doesn't send mixed signals all over the country and across the world.
Well, on Friday, a high court is supposed to hear a case about the transition or the handover of power to interim president Guy Scott. Somebody is challenging the legality thereof. How are Zambians reacting to this as the court begins hearing this case Friday?
Yes, indeed. There is this case that has been taken to court challenging the legality of the vice president to act as a president. But you see, the people appear to be going on normally with daily activities. There doesn't seem to be anxiety as such. All what the people are doing is to wait and see what the courts will do and say tomorrow, Friday, and thereafter, we will move forward. But I can assure you that there isn't anxiety across the country. Zambians appear to be used to this kind of life.